Things Unsaid, Episode 14, Mayflowers.
Time to get sick than last week, apparently. I'm fairly sure I would not have survived making up any work being assigned now. It seems like every assignment I've ever had was due, plus some new worksheets to prepare us for AP test questions. I'm positive I would have failed my literature presentation if I had been sick for the 2 days I had to practice with Corey. It feels like my flu was the eye of the hurricane, and now I can barely breathe from all the work that needs to be done. My reprieve from the schoolwork came in studio art, where sitting outside was, for once, incredibly conducive to our education. Everyone gathered up the supplies of their choice and paraded to the back lawn near the teacher's parking lot. The courtyard has nice trees, but it's still a bit too developed for any natural artwork to be made. With watercolors at hand, I set up a nice place to make quick pieces, and that was where my productivity ended. Elise had her off hour, so she came to sit with me on the grass while I allegedly worked on my final piece. Mostly, we used our hands to chat rather than work. Yet another thing I would have to deal with later. At the end of the hour, with a serviceable first draft completed, I brought my sketches with me in the school paper room. It's our last big edition of the year. Last one ever for me. Carol Wilson got all the underclassmen to run a full page thanking Maya and myself for all our work. It was such a nice surprise, and she found some really cute pictures of both of us, which I was grateful for. My senior picture in the yearbook is far from flattering, as per usual. I can't hear the cameraman counting down, and the camera is too big for me to read his lips, too. As a result, my first three pictures were always slightly stunned by the flashbulb. Then both the cameraman and I just give up attempting to communicate, so I sit with a stiff smile stuck on my face until he tells me I can go. Elise and Maggie find it hilarious, but that's because they are two of the most photogenic girls of this generation. I got so good with my Polaroid because Maggie can always pose on a dime and smile without it looking strained. Elise is so carefree and stylish, she always looks like a model, even when she had braces. But they've always assured me I'm not the ugly duckling of the group by any means. Either way, a flattering picture was appreciated. Everything is coming to an end at school, and while the ever-looming AP exams next week are not a comfort, they almost feel like the least of my concerns. All night at our weekly sleepover, Elise and Maggie were just talking about college and future plans. A few months ago, I was writing in here about how I couldn't believe Maggie was so blasé towards her plans after senior year. Now I'm the only one who hasn't been able to decide where to go. At this point, I almost wish I'd been rejected to everywhere but one college so the decision was made for me. It's a frustrating feeling, having two great options ahead of myself, but still feeling like one could be wrong. I have to write Gallaudet with my decision by Tuesday. If I decide to go there, I have to withdraw from Montana State. Maggie brought out a giant piece of paper from her family's crafts room, and Elise drew up a pros and cons chart. We wrote down every positive thing for both Montana and Gallaudet, but it just showed me what I already knew. I could stay close to what I know is safe, with Maggie and my parents right there, or I could take a gamble on what could happen if I go somewhere surrounded by people like me and be more easily supported. I didn't sleep well that night. The next morning, after a group effort batch of pancakes that didn't turn out quite as well as last time, I told Maggie and Elise I needed to get home and study by myself for the AP Chem exam on Monday. Once I had walked back to my place and announced my arrival to my parents, I turned right around and took my bike out of the shed. I feel kinda bad lying to my friends, but I just needed some time to think. Biking around town always helps me clear my head when I'm frustrated. With a destination in mind, I was able to let my mind go blank and focus on the effort of pedaling faster and faster until the long grass forced me to slow. Almost by muscle memory, I found myself back at what I decided to call the Cove. What else to call a scene out of a fairy tale, seemingly hidden from everyone? I sat down and began unpacking my bag, where my watercolors and art supplies were still stashed. Maybe no one would believe me, but I needed to put this place to paper. The leaning trees and verdant growth looked like something out of a children's book. And while I was no Monet or Van Gogh, I was dedicated to rendering the scene before me. The clear water to the fireflies that twinkled in the daytime. That alone would make me sound insane to anyone I tried to explain this to. Fireflies don't live at this high of elevation, let alone come out in the daytime. What brought them here? Who could I ask? My curiosity was suddenly eclipsed by an old frustration. Being brushed off. I'm a young, deaf girl living in the mountains. I've always been so easy for authority to push aside, for people to assume I can't understand them or don't have the skills or ability to be on their level. Looking at the pulsing of the fireflies, the world shifted into place. When someone has an epiphany in a movie, they always have some ecstatic eureka moment, but I've found that's not how it works. Somehow our brain will slowly spell out clues A through F, and then the rest of the alphabet falls into place in the blink of an eye. In a single breath, you find yourself at Z with no clue how you got there, but absolutely positive you've discovered the truth. People won't be able to brush me off at Gallaudet. I'm so tired of not knowing the truth or the full story. But a government building like the one south of town undoubtedly has ties to DC, which is where so many other stories in this country begin. I've always wanted to be a journalist, or to investigate and find the truth. Solve puzzles. I spent my whole life looking at a tiny corner of the puzzle here in my hometown. If I go to Gallaudet, I will finally have access to a bigger picture. And if I'm able to stay there, I'll have a slightly easier time contributing to this picture. Which is exactly what I'm going to do. I was smiling without even realizing it. All along, I had thought it would be easier to stand out and blaze my own trail in a place where I had to be more independent. But I can make friends at Gallaudet and recruit them to make a more powerful force. My sketch was finished at this point, so I hopped on my bike and flew home, tumbling in the door sweaty and wheezing. Dad asked what was wrong, and I replied by pulling the phone off the hook and holding it out to him along with the admissions number for Gallaudet. I told him to accept for me, while I went upstairs and filled out the paperwork in the big envelope I had shoved under my bed after being accepted. Things were moving into place, and I was ready to face them. Granted, that is if Gallaudet doesn't reject me after seeing my AP scores. I found myself so giddy with excitement at finally making a decision that my chem studying was less than ideal. Tommy came over on Sunday to review together with Elise as well, and I was bouncing off the walls. I know I'm studying a humanities-based field, so chem itself isn't make or break. I'll just have to make up for it in literature and government, and therein lies the problem. As the week of exams drew on, I found myself increasingly humbled by the studying, the reviewing of my old papers and scraps of notes, as well as essay questions from years past. By the time I trudged out of my final exam, I could hardly see straight, and my hand was cramping like nothing else. I met up with everyone else who had taken the test in the regular testing room, because I had to take my exams in a special accommodations room. Everyone was exhausted but relieved. Elise claimed that she had written so much, her handwriting went through some sort of existential crisis and completely changed. She wrote something down on Tommy's planner, and she was right. It looked completely different. I was beyond jealous that she could change her writing by accident, while I've been trying for years and never made any headway. Maggie and Ethan suggested ice cream to celebrate being done with school, and I easily accepted this as a way to soothe my indignation. Tommy and I loaded my bike into the back of his truck, and we promised to meet Elise, Maggie, and Ethan at the Kilwins. The ice cream was exactly what we all needed before the stress and commotion of graduation ceremonies. The seemingly final piece of the puzzle was getting a 95 on my final AP art piece. 5 points were taken off because the prompt was to depict a real location. My finished watercolor, while technically fantastic, was obviously embellished by my imagination. I told my friends that I think I'll keep it anyway.
End senior year. And that's it, I guess. The rest of the pages are... What the... Abigail Hebertson, grade 12. Studio art, 6th hour. This must be her painting. Oh my god. Shoot. Aaron? Hi.
Paige, hi. I was...
Can I actually just call wondering... you? Oh.
Oh, is now a good time?
Sure. Yeah, what's up?
I was just wondering if you'd like to, go for a walk?
A walk?
Unless you have a better idea, or, again, if it's not a good time, we can totally just forget.
No. Actually, I was just thinking about going for a walk myself.
You were? Awesome. I mean, if you want some company, I'd love to, or, that is...
A walk sounds great. Let's meet at the school in 15.
Cool. Now?
Yeah, there's some paths nearby I've always wanted to get a closer look at.
Okay, sure. I'll head out now.
Great, so will I. I'll meet you there.
So you really never came through here?
Not really. Did you?
Yeah, we came here a couple times for earth sciences.
So you know the area?
I mean, a little. It's probably changed a bit since junior year.
Have you seen this before? Not the painting, but the place it's showing. My mom painted an area nearby, so I want to find it.
Oh, that paper looks really old. I doubt it looks the same anymore.
Could you check anyway? It's better than me leading us on a wild goose chase.
I can't promise anything.
I'm not asking you to. Here.
Are you sure you want to go somewhere that reminds you of your mom on a date?
A what?
A date? That's what this is, right?
Oh.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I didn't mean to presume. It's just that...
No, it's fine.
Hanging out a lot and I'm just getting some vibes.
Aaron, it's okay. Aaron. You're rambling again.
Oh. Sorry.
I don't mind. I would, really like if this was a date. Sorry I didn't understand you earlier.
No, I shouldn't have pushed you when you have so much on your plate.
Aaron, it's fine. You're not pushing me at all.
Really?
Really. I want to be here with you. I wouldn't have accepted your invite if I didn't. Even if I had other motivations.
Oh my god, I can't believe I got us so off track.
Oh, no, please do. It's probably nothing.
No, let me at least take a look.
Nah, I can come back later.
Oh my god.
What? What is it?
This kind of looks like my sense of place.
Your what?
You know, for earth sciences, we had to find a natural
place. I never took that class.
Well, it was a year-long assignment to explore the same natural area throughout the year. I chose something near the school so I could do it with my off hour. I got pretty familiar with the area as a result.
Aaron, why didn't you say so? I've been walking around aimlessly for 20 minutes.
You seem to have a destination in mind. Plus, I was enjoying just being able to talk to you.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't want to be pushy or anything.
No, please, be pushy. Lead the way.
Okay, sure. It should be back this way a bit. So, what did you take instead of earth sciences?
Hmm? Oh, forensics. Why?
Just curious. I mostly took earth sciences from Mrs. O'Malley.
Oh, yeah. She was great freshman year.
I had the biggest crush on her.
Now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure everyone did.
Yeah, there were a lot of queer girls in my class in retrospect.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What about you?
What about me?
Were you unlucky enough to get a crush on a teacher?
Oh, Not really. I guess looking back, I liked junior year English.
Oh my god, you're one of those?
What? He was really...
Wait, you liked Biller?
Shh. They'll hear you back at the school for crying out loud.
No, they won't. School's out for the summer. Plus, we're so far from the school now. In fact, we should be getting close.
Oh, right.
Yeah, just through the... What the...
Oh my god.
Paige, is everything okay? Do you recognize...
Detective Wilson speaking.
Benji, I found the car. This episode of Things Unsaid was written by Julia Duffy. It was directed by J. Michael DeAngelis and edited by Daniel Farrell. Compositions by Daniel Farrell. The part of Paige was played by Julia Duffy. The part of Aaron was played by Isabel Gray. The part of Detective Wilson was played by Joseph Vallehoag. Want to show your support for this show? Tell your friends about Things Unsaid and don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Unsaid Podcast. Interested in advertising on this podcast? Please send all inquiries to one of our social media pages. Thanks for listening.